All right, let's go to the Pepsi Hotline, talk some Auburn football with Stan White, Auburn football analyst, former Auburn quarterback. He is with us now on the Next Round presented by Bud Light. What is up, Stan? How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great. Doing great. I was a little surprised by this stat. It hasn't happened a ton, frankly, but Auburn has not fared well at a conference against top 10 teams on the road. They've got a chance to change that Saturday. I know you got to be fired up to go to a historic place like Happy Valley.
Yeah, I am. I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to Penn State, never been to Happy Valley. So, it's going to be an exciting time. Obviously, they're excited about their whiteout game. And I have to admit, guys, I'll be watching two of my favorite uniforms in college football. I love Penn State, especially when they do whiteout. So I'm looking forward to the uniform, the colors anyway.
It's old school Auburn football, at least through two games right now. Look, and I know it's not against great opponents in Akron and Alabama State, but according to Pro Football Focus, Stan, the number two rush offense right now in college football is the Auburn Tigers. 680 rushing yards, almost 10 yards per carry, and 8 touchdowns. It's been impressive through two games.
Well, it has been, and like you said, the opponents will get obviously a lot tougher this weekend, and when they start SEC play. But like you said, they're doing their job and they're doing it well. They had one half against State. The first half wasn't the greatest, but they turned it around and put up 35, I believe, in the third quarter. So yeah, and they've been able to do it running the ball, throwing the ball, and I think it's going to help, you know, take some pressure off of Bo Nix, where he doesn't think he has to make every single play. And you know, at times last year, he probably had a little bit of that where he felt like he had to make too many plays happen. And when you have a guy like a Tank Bigsby, and then, of course, Sean Shivers has been out, and Hunter's come in and done a really good job as a true freshman. And so, yeah, I think that takes a little pressure off when you're able to have some success running the ball. They'll need to have some success and some good balance this weekend to have a chance up at Penn State.
Does Jarquez Hunter become a regular in the rotation, do you think? Is he the guy right behind Tank in distribution as you move forward through the season?
Well, I think you're going to have, and you guys know the rigors of playing in the SEC. I mean, you're going to have two or three guys that can carry the load sometimes. Tank Bigsby is the guy. I mean, he's one of the best in the SEC, if not the country. But you got to have at least two more behind him, and you know, hopefully Sean can get back. But Juarez Hunter has really been a bright spot on that side of it. I mean, the guy's got speed. He's a smaller guy, low center of gravity type guy, so he's hard to get a good lick on. And you know, when he gets out in open field, you know, I didn't know this until after it just happened, but we had to look it up. There was a lot of records broken last weekend, but he's got the longest run from scrimmage in the history of Auburn as a running back. And you're talking about some pretty good running backs that came through there throughout the years. That 94, I think it was 94-yard touchdown run was the longest one in the history of the running backs at Auburn. So he's in the record books as a true freshman.
Stan White is with us on the Pepsi Hotline. Give me the thing that worries you the most going into this game. If you were Brian Harsin, this would have you up tonight and tomorrow night getting ready for Saturday.
You know, I think Penn State, the biggest thing about them, obviously, is it's a home crowd. It's a wideout. Game day will be there. They've got the challenge. I believe the biggest one is going to be Penn State's receivers. I mean, they're stacked. I like Auburn's matchup in that Auburn's defensive backfield is really solid. They've got a lot of depth back there, but that's going to be the big challenge is Penn State's, you know, their offense is not, I mean, exact opposite of kind of like what Wisconsin does. You know, they played 2 weeks ago. It was a good game. Penn State's got a great win on the road. Wisconsin's a ground and pound type of team. They can just line up and bowl over you. And Penn State's gonna hit some big shots on you. So they've got some studs out there at the wideout position. I think that's going to be the big challenge. But I do like where Auburn's depth is there with McCrary and the rest of those guys back there.
It's only been two games, but Demetrius Robertson much more involved in week two. Do you think ultimately he becomes that go-to guy for Bo Nix?
Well, he certainly was last weekend. I mean, he caught one. He ran a reverse for a touchdown, and so he was much more involved, no doubt. He was much more involved, and he's a guy. Even though he's new to Auburn, he's got more experience than probably anybody out there, minus maybe Shedd Jackson. And so, yeah, I mean, I see him continuing to get more and more play, and he's played in big games before. He's been around the league, so he knows that. He knows what to expect. So, yeah, I think that's big. And you know what, really, and I say this because it's been several years, but I like the role of the tight ends now with this offense. I mean, you know, Shinker's doing a good job. He usually averages 2 or 3 or 4 catches a game. But you will see at times Auburn will have 3 tight ends in the game, and then at times most of the time they have at least one. And so that is that's something that's different from what you've been used to seeing the last handful of years is their tight end position, whether it be through blocking or even route running, catching the ball is drastically changed. I mean they got a lot of depth in that tight end room. And now I see why they use those guys a lot.
What will you be looking at for Bo Nix early on? Because he's looked a lot more comfortable in this offense through 2 games. Obviously, it's different now on the road. It's different competition on the other side. What's an early indicator for Bo Nix? You've seen him play every snap.
You know, the one thing that I always go back to when I watch quarterbacks is their pocket presence and their footwork. You know, and I the first 2 games, he's done a lot better. He looks vastly improved. He looks older, more mature, and he's going through progressions. So I'll look for that early on. And let's face it, I mean, it's tough to play on the road at a top 10 stadium anywhere. And so if I'm Auburn, and I think they're going with this approach, and listen, we get a chance to go up there and really make a name for ourselves. I mean, they don't have as much to lose as Penn State does. Because Auburn just cracked the top 25. They weren't preseason top 25 in any polls, I don't believe. Penn State, big win, conference win against Wisconsin. They're just getting into the top 10. So if I'm Auburn, man, I'm excited. I'm excited to go up there because now you go up there and you beat a top 10 team in their stadium with a whiteout over 100,000 people. Now you're all of a sudden national news. And Auburn is not, just cranking into the top 25. Now you're looking at maybe top 10, maybe a far jump, but, they make national news now. So I'm excited if I'm Auburn.
All right, Stan White, he's also the offensive analyst quarterbacks coach at John Carroll Catholic. They play Fairfield Friday night on the road. There's no way you could do both. I mean, are they going to be able to win without you, Stan?
they've won their share without me. There's no question about that. So, yeah, it's a big game. We're 2-0 in region play now. Big region game, 3-1 on the year, and it's a big region game at Fairfield tomorrow night. And we got middle school today. We play Clear at home today, 6:00.
So oh, man.
Guys wanted to come out and catch some football. We got a big one at Clear today at 6:00, and then tomorrow night on the road at Fairfield at 7:00. Big, that region is tough, very tough. You got the likes of the Pleasant Grove, Ramsey, Parkers of the world. So, anytime you can get a region victory, you take it. So big region game tomorrow night at 7:00 at Fairfield. So,
hey,
should be some good Friday night football.
Stan, we were talking Texas A&M a little bit earlier, and we were talking about the quarterback situation. Haynes King out. Zach Calzada comes in against Colorado, and it looked like Jimbo was really riding him on the sideline. And Brown brought up the fact that you played for Jimbo Fisher and how difficult or how hard he can be on his quarterbacks.
Jimbo, when he coached me, he's only like 6 years older than me. He was like 27, and I was 21 when I was a senior at Auburn. So we weren't that far apart. But, yeah, he gets a lot out of his quarterbacks. I mean, he will ride you. There's no doubt about it. And so I wish I could say I didn't learn some of that. But you know what I've learned as I'm coaching my kids in middle school a little bit? I've learned a little bit of that, too. I've got to control myself a little bit. But, Jimbo is a great competitor. I mean, he is a competitor, and that's where it comes from. I mean, he doesn't do it out of ridicule and trying to put the quarterbacks down. He does it out of being able to compete and teaching them. And, it's one of those things where I call it you coach them hard but love them harder. And so, as long as those kids know that he cares that much for them, then you can ride a kid a little bit because he expects a lot out of them, and just like he did from himself. He was a great college quarterback at his level of play. And he still got a lot of records, I believe, at Samford. And so, he expects his quarterbacks to be able to handle it and take it, and that's the way he teaches it.
All right, Stan, safe travels. Enjoy Happy Valley and the Whiteout. We'll talk with you next week.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
All right, buddy, take care. That is Stan White on the Pepsi Hotline.